every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but never duplicated. Get this, I was the original podcast. People talk about podcasts. I hit the internet back in 1994, of course, with the, I think it was the Talk America Radio Network. They say, hey, you're going around the world in the internet. So I knew what the internet was because they sort of told us about that in school. But the bottom line is, that was a big change, 1994. I think it went to 160 countries. Now it's like around 200 countries worldwide via the internet. Straight up, my name is Pedro Fernandez. Welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Four decades, 41 years next month. We've been on the radio 41 years next month. Of course, it was a bit of a lark. I remember at first somebody said to me, yeah, can you do any radio? You want to do radio? I said, let me do some radio with Charles Jay. And Charles Jay, I was a boxing writer. And then Charles Jay offered me some opportunities. Before I knew it, bang, I was doing radio with Charles Jay once a week. And then he said, what are we going to call this? He said, yeah, let's call it Ring Talk. And bottom line is, we came together on that. And of course, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 41 years of existence on the radio. Of course, we come to you live on Twitch.tv, Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio. My producer, the impeccable one, is in the other room. We're ready to rock, no doubt about that. The retired HBO Godfather joins us in hour number two. We'll talk about Mr. Larry Merchant on how he discovered Mike Tyson. Yes, it was Larry Merchant who discovered Mike Tyson. And what's funny is that, you know, I think there was a big contract clause. I mean, there was a big thing, a big beef when Mike Tyson came back out of prison. He wouldn't sign with HBO because of Larry Merchant. And Larry Merchant was the guy that got him in the HBO door back when he was green as like guacamole. I kid you not. But the bottom line is, we'll talk with Larry Merchant hour number two about that. And of course, the status of boxing in the world. The world of boxing is alive. It's alive and well. It's just not in the United States. It's just not. Boxing has sort of shifted now. The boxing capital used to be Las Vegas, Nevada, and to an extent, Atlantic City, and some fights in New York. But the bottom, maybe a couple in L.A. But the bottom line is, not anymore. Of course, Saudi Arabia is taking over and Europe's taking over. But boxing is going well in Mexico and Japan and the UK, without a doubt, but not here in the U.S. We'll talk about that with Larry Merchant in hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. God, I'm just having a blast here. I was doing well there, and I started stuttering and stammering. Bottom line is, that's live radio. Tommy D after the break.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Muhammad Ali, thanks a lot. I really
I have one more poem about your show. Two seconds.
All right.
I asked how much money was I getting, you know, for taking up all my time. You know, I used to get a little paid for this. And they said, your budget's kind of low and you don't pay too much. So I wrote a poem, and I'm going to close with this. I love your show, and I like your style. But your pay is so cheap, I won't be back for a while.
The greatest orator of the 20th century, in my mind, of course, born Cassius Clay back in 1942 in Louisville, Kentucky, January 17th, I believe, of course, and passed away a few. It's been a while, you know, and I keep looking and hearing these and these Ali clips here and there. And, you know, I mean, there's fighters nowadays, but Ali was just more than a fighter. I can't explain what he was. I can explain it to you like this. When we went places, he was able to touch people without touching them physically. And I haven't seen too many people ever do that. Straight up, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing, of MMA, of course. On this date, August 31st, 1969, Rocky Marciano, the cheapest guy on the planet. How cheap was he? Let me tell you how cheap he was. He buried about $3 or $4 million somewhere, and he never told anybody, and he died in a plane crash, and the money was never recovered. There's like $4 million laying around somewhere. At least $4 million. Wait. And not only that, how did he die? He died in a plane crash. Now, well, you know, that's tragic, right? I mean, without a doubt. No. He didn't have to die in that plane crash. What he did was he had a plane ticket like on United or Delta, whatever, some regular airline, right? And he went and cashed it in. He cashed a ticket in so he could jump on the back of some freight plane, so he could ride for free. In other words, he was like a piece of freight. He jumped on the back. The plane crashed. I think it was going from Chicago to Des Moines, but the bottom line is he was history. That was August 31st, 1969, but the cheapest dude on the planet. And, of course, his family, for years, they looked for the money, and they had suspicions it was here, and they had dug spots up, I think, in Florida, three or four different locations, and nobody found the money except my next guest, Tommy D. Tommy D., where is the money?
Way to throw me off guard. That's great.
Where is the money?
You know I can't talk about these things on the radio.
Okay. Marciano, though, man, 49-0, 43 kills. Got to give him props. I mean, he didn't fight actually a murderer's row or anything like that, but and the average age of his heavyweight title opponents was 34.8 years, which sort of suggests that the heavyweights he faced were a little older than maybe in their prime. But the bottom line is, I guess that was boxing back then and then. But Rocky Marciano, considered one of the greats of all time. As small as he was, though, you know, I don't know if he could mingle with today's heavyweights.
No, I don't think he could. He could. I don't think he could fight with any of the contenders of today's heavyweights. Well, you know, I don't. You know, he was good for his day, his era, so to speak. You know, but at the end of the day, it's like you said, he fought a lot of older guys, a lot of guys kind of past their prime. You know, when he won the world title, I believe who did he beat? He was past his prime as well. Yeah. So I mean.
I think the same can be said about the man born Walker Smith Jr. Talking about Ray Robinson. I mean, look at Ray Robinson's record, and he fought more guys. He fought guys like you, me, and Bailey. I mean, well, I mean, all kinds of guys. And he told me what it was all about. He told me it was all about. It was making appearances and making money. That's what he told me in 1984. He goes, it wasn't, you know, boxing was making money and making appearances back then. There, and he'd have these fights in between title fights with guys who were actually schmoes. And then when he became middleweight champion, he lost to the onion farmer, Carmen Basilio. Now, I don't know if that Carmen was that great a fighter. And then he lost to Gene Fulmer, too. So what I'm trying to tell you is I wouldn't put those guys in the upper echelon in the middleweight division. But Robinson was beaten by those guys. I think that although Robinson was ahead of his time with combinations and jabs and that kind of good stuff, I think the rest of the world is caught up. Am I dogging him?
No, I don't think you're dogging him. But I mean, to be fair, I mean, he had way over 100 and something fights, and he was always active. Basically, if you think about it, you know, instead of sparring, he took real fights as sparring, right? So, I mean, you got to get him credit for that. I mean, fighters are not even fighting twice a year nowadays. So, I mean, I thought he definitely was past his prime. But, you know, fighting in this era, if he was to fight in this era, I don't know if he would be able to compete with the athletic guys of today.
I mean, give him props. You know, in 1984, he and I had this conversation after Tommy Hearns had knocked out Roberto Duran. I mean, he knocked Roberto into another time zone. I mean, whoa, a zip code. I was right there. I was like 3 feet off the ring, sitting on the floor next to the ring there outdoor at Caesar's Palace. And Roberto got hit with his right hand. He got a sucker for a feint to the body with the left hand. And he fell for like a salmon going after a hook with a big, big fat shrimp on it. But the bottom line is, Duran went after it. He got caught. It was the hardest punch I've ever seen landed, ever seen thrown. I couldn't imagine a harder punch. Of course, Roberto trying to get up. Roberto sounded like he was taking a dump. I mean, he was getting up going, I mean, that was his will. He was knocked into another world, but he was trying to get up. Anyway, what I'm leading to is that Ray Robinson told me that even after that fight, that Duran was a greater fighter than Tommy Hearns. Wow. And, you know, I guess afterwards you can see his perspective because, you know, he did beat Ray once and in his prime. And then, of course, he beat Barkley, who beat Tommy twice.
Yeah. I mean, and you know, and he's been in there with everybody. I mean, Duran fought everybody that there was to fight. Now, mind you, whether he took every fight serious is a different story. I mean, the second fight with Ray, he kind of got tricked. Or kind of, I would say, a little bit scammed into taking that rematch so quickly.
Nah, it was pure greed. Mike Trainer told me like this. He goes, I went down, I sent a spy to Panama. He goes, and I see Roberto with his big old gut, and he's got a cigarette in his mouth. He's playing the conga drums. There's a beer in front of him the whole 9 yards. This is like the perfect picture. They faxed it. They'll show you how modern technology is advanced. They faxed that picture of Roberto to here in the States. Okay. So Mike Trainer, the attorney, sees this. So he gets on the phone with Carlos Ulloa and Don King, who were representing Roberto Duran at the time, then the WBC welterweight champion, having beat Ray Leonard June 20th, 1980 with a unanimous nod in 15 rounds. Of course, this is a rematch. The will turn out to the No Moss fight. But anyway, they got Duran, and they got him, I guess, in September, late September. And they said, you know, we want you to fight, but it's got to be November 20th. And he had to take off like 50 pounds. He had to take.
Yeah, he was way over. But you got to give. That's what I'm saying is that I said scammed and tricked. Ray's team, Ray Leonard's team, they knew this as well.
That was Ray Leonard's team. Mike Trainer was Ray Leonard's team. So he offered Roberto. Roberto, the most he ever made was $1.5 million. Remember all those lightweight title fights that he had with Don King? He was getting like $100,000, $125,000.
Yeah.
And to a guy in Panama, woo, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, exactly. So then going back to what you said,
Trainer threw an $8.5 million carrot at him and said, "You got to fight November 25th." $8.5 million. Yeah. Roberto would have castrated himself to make the weight.
No, of course, and it was all for money. But let's go back. Let's think. What if he didn't? What if he said, it's all about legacy. No, I'm not. I'm not ready. And he turns out that fight. Ready to fight Duran, he doesn't beat Leonard in a rematch?
I don't think so. I think that Ray made enough mistakes in that first fight that I think he could jab. I actually think he could box. He could box Roberto a little bit better than he did. He didn't try to box him. He tried to macho him. And when you try to go macho, Duran loved it. This was like, oh my God, I can't believe this. He's fighting with me. Because Duran could win a fight. I think Duran can easily win a fight with Ray Leonard, but he can't win a boxing match easily.
No, and that's fair. That's a good statement. But he did get under his skin as well, and he was a little bit too nice in the rematch. So that plays a factor too. I think mind games do work on some fighters. So he definitely got in Leonard's head. In the first fight.
Yeah, and of course Leonard got in his belly the second fight. Actually, the food got in his belly the second fight. And hey, and get this: Roberto's team, Don King, Carlos Hileta, those guys, they were buffoons in this new contract negotiation. Not only did they put their guy or sign their guy up for a fight that he wouldn't be ready for, they did it. And are you ready for this, Tommy D? A 24-foot square ring. It looked like Ray Leonard's backyard.
Yeah.
They use 20 square. The usual ring now in boxing is 20. 4 feet is a lot. Four square feet is a lot.
And I think 20 feet is a lot as well.
So where do you put it? 18?
18 is a little bit better, and that's a big difference. 18 and 20 is a big difference.
There are guys out there saying, neither of you guys fight. What the hell do you got? Blah, blah, blah. Neither of you guys are
but
fighting.
But I still think you can still be skillful and move around the ring and still box in an 18-foot ring. I still think you got enough room.
Okay.
Why you need the extra 20 feet, the extra 2 feet and 20 feet, saying, around the ring. I think at 18, I think that's perfect. I think you could still move around the ring. You could still box, and a well-conditioned fighter should be able to do his thing, a going forward fighter, Mexican style, if you want to put it that way, going forward, straight forward, they have a little bit of room to catch. And if they're well-conditioned, they could trap someone into a mistake.
Tommy D on Sports Byline.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both airline and hotel with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm not afraid of nobody or anything but Allah. You know what I mean? And I know I got my issues. I'm belligerent. I'm sometimes vicious and violent. But that's just because of what happened. Yo, anybody, look at my life. Look at me, I've been embarrassed, humiliation, degradation, and any other T-I-O-N you can name that's negative, right? But listen, and you're gonna ask me why I'm angry, why I'm like this, and all of a sudden I look back in retrospect and say, oh man, I've been devastated. And the only thing you can say is that I'm paid, I'm rich, and my life and soul's been tore apart. I love you too.
The great Mike Tyson. We'll be talking about the discovery of Mike Tyson by HBO. Larry Merchant, Jim Jacobs, of course, was involved. His then manager, of course, the co-manager of Wilfred Benitez as well. And of course, he partnered with Bill Caton. Of course, they had the big fight scene where they went around and collected all the big fight films. I mean, they had fight films going back to the 1800s. I kid you not. Anyway, we'll talk about that with the retired HBO Godfather in hour number two. Do want to mention September 1st, 1983, of course, the L.A. Forum, Kiko Benitez, lost a 12-round KO to then WBC bantamweight champion Alberto Davila. Of course, he would lose in the 12th round on a KO, and he would die three days later. May he rest in peace. And of course, Davila went on to be a trainer with the Dame Boxing Club down there in L.A., working for Carl DeMay. And of course, I was their publicist, so we got to work together and travel around the country. And this and that. He's a great guy to be around, no doubt about that. And he never. When you hurt somebody in a boxing ring, when you kill somebody in a boxing ring, I don't think anybody's ever been the same. Ask Ray Mancini. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Back to Tommy D, of course, coming to us ringside from the Bronx. Tommy D, how's things in the Bronx? Is it hot and sweaty?
It's not as bad. I mean, August has been pretty good. It's not like July. July was bad. But, you know, we got like high 80s, but the humidity is not that high as it usually is. So I'm grateful. It could be worse.
Somebody, I want to mention this, that Frank 1961 shot this in here as far as Marciano on the plane. Flying with Marciano in the back seat was Frankie Farrell, 28, the oldest son of organized crime figure Lou Farrell. Interesting. Marciano Belts and Farrell were all killed on impact. Well, you know, he got, hey, bottom line is, guy had all that money, cashed in an $80 ticket or something like that in order to put $80 in his pocket, and he's dead.
Wow.
Don't be cheap. Hey, that's why.
That's the moral of the story.
One time I was in Akron, Ohio, going to Columbus, Ohio to meet Buster Douglas, and after he beat Mike Tyson. So I was at the airport, this and that, and then it said to me, you're flying, go to gate 14B, this and that. So I go to gate 14B, and it's an 8-seat plane. okay? There's like eight or ten seats on the plane. I'm freaking out. I wasn't flying too well back then, and I had a little anxiety, all that kind of good stuff. So I went and got smashed at the bar, absolutely smashed, had two or three drinks, came back, got on this little prop plane. So then he's landing, and he's only got one guy. There's no co-pilot. So I'm saying to myself, if something happens to this dude in transit, I got to fly this plane. I mean, when somebody else on the plane, one of us is going to have to fly this plane. There'll be no automatic pilot kind of stuff with this little tiny plane. So anyway, he plows into the Columbus, Ohio airport with such force, I've never hit a runway that hard in my entire life. I thought I was going to die, okay? So the parting shot was when the limousine driver was standing there with a sign that said Pedro Gonzalez, I said, that's me.
Pedro Gonzalez.
I didn't care. No. Listen, that happens a lot. I remember when I was at the Bash Ali, Carlos Del Rio and WBC Cruiserweight title fight over in Oakland, California. And the ring announcer, I can't remember what his name was, but he was a drunk guy that ran a bank down in Millbrae, California. And he announced me as Pedro Gonzalez, and my mother was there. And I mean, this wasn't cool. You see me walk right across the ring and tell him, like, blah, blah, blah. I think I used the word MF. I mean, come on, man. You can't blow it that bad. I just won the Golden Gloves. You can't do me like that. Pedro Gonzalez. Gonzalez name is attached to me.
that's hysterical.
Begrudgingly, it's just attached to me. So, you know, when people say to me Pedro, I say Gonzalez. All right.
Oh, man.
Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, the big fight coming up in 13 days. Terrence Crawford, 41 and zip, 31 KOs, taking on the Canelo Alvarez. And I always want to say Canelo's getting old, but, you know, Canelo's like younger than Terrence Crawford. Terrence Crawford going to turn, according to my house historian, Frank, Terrence Crawford going to turn 38 in September.
Yeah, he's going to get up there in age, but I think Crawford is built for this fight. I think his career has gotten ready for a fight like this. I mean, his resume is not as great as people may think or say, but at 147 he kind of dominated that division. At least he dominated in a way where in his opponents, you know, he stopped everybody he fought at 147. Went to 154, struggled with Madrimov. But I think he's prepped. I think he's a gym rat guy. He's always in the gym. He's always around weight. Now moving up in weight, so it shouldn't be that tough for him.
And there's no doubt about it. His trainer Bomac should know a little something about putting on weight.
Yeah, he should. it's crazy that one of the best trainers in boxing looks the way he looks.
What does that mean? What does that mean? That he looks, is the word S-V-E-L-T, svelte? I mean, that's probably not the best description of him. But the bottom line is, you know, I've been around the guy. The guy's a hell of a personality. I don't know if he's more salesman than he is trainer, but the bottom line is he's got Crawford in a position to fight for a lot of money, and of course in front of on the biggest stage in a long time. And as Larry Merchant will probably mention in hour number two, if people watch this fight on Netflix and they get off on it and it's good and the card's good, people are going to want to watch boxing again.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I don't know what's on the undercard. I mean, there might be a decent fight or two, but you know, think about this. And speaking about trainers, Bud has been with Bomac is pretty much his entire career. And you know, a lot of fighters, they switch trainers and stuff like that, so I think that's another plus for him. The only thing I'm very worried about in this fight is the scoring. You know, if the fight is somehow close, I just don't see how they'll give it to Crawford. You know what I'm saying? That's the only thing I'm kind of afraid of. But I just think Bud is the better fighter of the two.
Yeah, I know. Skills pay bills, and his skills are a lot better, I think, than Canelo's, and Canelo slowed down. But I will say this, looks like Canelo did get himself in decent shape for this one. I mean, he took off the excess weight. He doesn't have any fat in his cheeks and things like that. He looks pretty lean.
Yeah, and another thing, I'm glad you said that because it just reminded me of something. You know, the fact that he's taking it very seriously as well, not that he shouldn't. I mean, all fighters should take every fight seriously. But, you know, he brought in Boots Ennis to help, you know, to spar, you know. So, I mean, Boots Ennis is one of the top welterweights now, super welterweight as he moved up to 154. Hasn't fought there yet. He's about to have a fight. But still.
Time out. I'm glad you brought up Boots Ennis. What is his claim to fame? What has he done? What has he done to try to make me? What has he done to attract boxing fans outside of his hometown?
I mean, his last fight, that's about it. I mean, the thing with Boots Ennis is I'm going to say something. It may not make sense. It may offend some people. But Boots Ennis, it seems like he's been a prospect his whole entire career. Because we've been hearing about Boots Ennis for a very long time. And he hasn't really had that significant fight yet or significant opponent. You know, his last fight was pretty good, but then, you know, he kind of underachieved with the two Karen fights, you know, a guy named Karen. You know, so to me, he's like a prospect for his entire career, and he shouldn't be. You know, he's won a title at welterweight. I think he was a unified champion when he beat Stanny Onis, but who was Stanny Onis, right? Mm-hmm. So that's all you can really say about Boots. Until he fights somebody, steps up. You know, the Virgil Ortiz fight was there, and somehow it wasn't made, and supposedly it's supposed to be next. I mean, I'm tired of supposedly. Let's just get the fights done, and let's see what you can do in a ring already.
You're probably not going to believe this one, but I got this out of Europe, that they are trying to push Moses Aitama for a shot with Oleg Usyk in 2026.
That is crazy.
And you know, I think Larry Merchant brought it up, and we'll talk about it in hour number two. That's another tip for hour number two. But the bottom line is, that's a little crazy, no doubt about that. So what about Shakur Stevenson? Is he fighting on that David Benavidez card?
As far as I know, he doesn't have a fight yet. It's been talks, supposedly he's supposed to be fighting Teofimo back and forth, you know, like everybody does now on Twitter and social media, you know, but fights don't get made on social media and Twitter. It's all talk. So that's the latest and greatest I've heard from Shakur Stevenson.
24 and zip, 11 KOs. Of course, he looked good against William Zepeda, but Zepeda was made for him. You called that one. Zepeda was made for him. I mean, he had the perfect style.
Yeah, he was pretty much made for him. It was going to be an easy fight. And it was so easy, in my opinion, that he fought Zepeda's fight, right? He didn't even fight his usual, you know, move-in and, you know, some people say running. You know, he stood there in front of him, and he just counterpunched him and just beat on him in the entire fight.
This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We'll keep Tommy D around for a couple more minutes after the break. You tune to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. The retired HBO godfather, Mr. Larry Merchant, hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide today.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816.
800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
One last question. At the end of your life, whether it was Allah who was saying it, Elijah Muhammad, or whether it was something that someone wrote about you after you'd gone, what's the thing you would most like people to say about your life? He was a great champion, or what? What would you like people to think about you when you've gone?
I'd like for them to say he took a few cups of love. He took one tablespoon of patience. One tablespoon, teaspoon of generosity. One pint of kindness. He took one quart of laughter. One pinch of concern. And then he mixed willingness with happiness. He added lots of faith and he stirred it up well. Then he spread it over a span of a lifetime and he served it to each and every deserving person he met.
Muhammad Ali, thank you very much.
The genius of the greatest. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. In fact, you know, we're talking about the big card coming up on the 12th. Of course, that's going to be in Las Vegas, Nevada. And, of course, on top, Canelo Alvarez and, you know, Terrence Crawford. I mean, this is the fight of fights. Larry Merchant thinks that if this fight goes over well, that it'll nurture a whole lot more boxing fans. You know, there aren't any big fights on, or there aren't any fights on, really. Sort of like the boxing went away for like 2 weeks before this fight. I don't know what's going on. The UFC shut down their act for a week as well. But Alvarez and Crawford in the main event, co-main event, number three, ranked 168-pounder, according to BoxRec.com. The undefeated Christian Mumbili can take on Lester Martinez. Martinez is 19-0. One guy's ranked number three. The other guy's ranked number 12, according to BoxRec.com. And according to BoxRec, they use a computer for their ratings. Yeah, all right. Bottom line is, Sergey Bojcik's going to take on Brandon Adams. Callum Walsh, unbeaten, 14-0, 11 whacks. Going to take on Fernando Vargas. I think he's 17-0 now with 15 whacks. He is the namesake, the son of Fernando Vargas, the former world junior middleweight champion, of course, who failed against Oscar De La Hoya, of course, in that big fight when he had that mega fight with De La Hoya, man, and he took steroids. And he came in there looking, he had a body that looked like it was on steroids, no doubt about it. So when he pissed positive later, nobody was surprised. Of course, he had De La Hoya down, laying on the ropes in that first round, couldn't finish him off. That was his mistake. Had he, of course, the fight would have probably been turned over because of the drugs, but the bottom line is that was Fernando Vargas' claim to fame, and of course he let that go. And the reason why they pushed him in those big fights early was the fact that he was getting in trouble with the San Bernardino Sheriff's Department down there, a little domestic violence assaults in the street, all kinds of various little crimes. But the bottom line is Lou Duva and Shelly Finkel, that was his co-managers, of course, they invested a lot of money in Fernando Vargas, so they had to cash in. That's why they threw him in the Trinidad fight earlier, of course, and later for De La Hoya, just for the money. Straight up, you were tuned to Ring Talk Live, where I saw Luis Mabili and Lester Martinez is going to be the coach. There's nothing on here. I mean, a guy named Reto Tozami, he's going to be taking on Javier Martinez. This guy, Javier Martinez, ranked number 560 in the world. Reiko Santana, he's ranked 114, taking on Steven Nelson, who's ranked number 25. This undercard, I don't know how to say, I don't want to sound unappreciative of something free, but this isn't worth free.
You caught me all going, this isn't worth free? That's crazy. Listen, I think the Vargas Vargas versus Walls. I think that's an intriguing fight. Okay. I've seen Cato Walls a bunch of times in person. I think he's got potential. I think he's pretty solid. Haven't really seen Vargas, but Vargas is the one that called for this. He wanted this fight. He chose Walls for a reason, I guess, you know, to test himself, a step up or whatever. I definitely think Walls is a level or class above Vargas, but I'm very intrigued to see how this plays out. And Lester Martinez versus Mabili, I think that's a really good fight as well. So don't sleep on that fight. That could be the fight of the night.
Okay, and of course, opening up with this card on Netflix. I'm just kidding. You probably won't have this fight, but they're the prelims. You have a guy that's 2-0 against a guy that's 11-21, 7-2 versus 2-0. Of course, there was Steve Nelson, who's 20-1, taking on Raikel Santana, 12-4. All these guys are big names. Jermaine Franklin Jr., 23-2, taking on Ivan Djajko. Of course, that's going to be at he's 15 and zip. So bottom line is, I guess we're going to like all wait for the main event. And here's what's up. I'm going down to Larry Merchant's house to probably watch this, knock on wood. So I'm going to drive like 390 miles to go watch this fight. And I got to sit through this stuff. I mean, I don't know. And who are the announcers going to be? Do you know?
That I don't know. That's a good question. But the fact of the matter that you are dogging this fight and it hasn't even played yet is just, it's just crazy work, Rachel. I gotta say it.
I'm just it's a negative side of me. I put it this way. I'm gonna hope for the best and maybe not. Here's what's up. It boils down to, I think, who really wants this fight between these two guys, Terrence Crawford and Saul Alvarez? I really think that the talent level, either way, it's not. I think talent is wise that Crawford's got better skills, but then Canelo's beaten guys that were bigger and stronger and hit harder and all that kind of good stuff. So there are a lot of intangibles in this fight, and of course there's the age, 38 and 35. I mean, combined they're like 73 years old.
Yeah, that's true too. You know, but sometimes I do what you're doing sometimes, so this way, I feel, I can't get the word, but like, I'll be down on something and I'm like, I don't think this is going to be much of a fight. And then boom, it's better than what I expected, So, I'm satisfied. That's the word I'm looking for. So, sometimes I do that as well. I think you're overdoing it though. You said it's not worth free. I think that's a little crazy, but I'll go in like, it's all right. I'll watch, but I'm not expecting anything.
Okay.
Satisfied at the end.
Do you know why I'm really dogging this? Because of the Dana White privilege. Dana White's involved.
And
the NFL's had to tone back their act because of violence, because of CT, because of violent and heads clashing and that kind of stuff. CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy. And, Larry, and when I thought about it, a football game is like having 15 fights. I mean, you're clanging heads, you're pushing up. I mean, good Lord, some of the positions, of course, I talked about this before, out of 112 NFL players that were autopsies, 111 had chronic brain damage. The only one that didn't was a kicker. I think I want to be a kicker if I'm working in the NFL.
Yeah. Yeah, they get decent pay, and you're not going to get hit. So,
okay.
It's very sad, and you brought up this many times about UFC fighters and how, you're getting hit with your head against the mat. There's nowhere for the head to go. And I'm not a big fan of Dana White myself. And, this is Turkey, too. And I'm not a fan of Turkey as well.
Saudi Arabia has taken over boxing. I mean, Las Vegas is no longer even, they're not even a minor league player. They have a fight once in a while.
Yeah, I mean, they're doing it here in Vegas. I think they're doing it just because. But, then they got another big card, Riyadh season in November, but...
Let's talk about that. November 22nd, Anthony Yardy, thrice beaten light heavyweight. I lost a couple of title fights, I think. Of course, he's taking on the undefeated monster. Now, Mike Tyson and I agree on a couple of things. One of them is we think that Benavidez is one of the best fighters, if not the best fighter in the world, and he's just not getting his props. Of course, the biggest duck in the history of boxing, according to Paulie Malignaggi, was Benavidez getting ducked by Canelo Alvarez. And like, Canelo's able to walk away, and nobody's putting him on the spot about this. I mean, that would probably be the first question out of my mouth at a press conference. And you know what they would do? They would boo me. I'm serious. They'd be snickering at me.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. But just to talk about that fight, a little bit, Benavidez possibly could be the best fighter on the planet right now. is not getting the fights he wants. Listen, he could have fought Bivol as well. Bivol didn't want the fight. You know, as far as I've heard, Bivol didn't want to fight. You know, nobody seems to want to fight this guy. Now he's fighting a hungry guy in Yard who's going to go in there, and he always gives it at all. You know, that could be a dangerous fight for Benavidez.
Okay.
You know, they could end up in a phone booth and just start, you know, and Yard could catch him with something. Okay. So that's a dangerous fight.
How much better is Emiliano Vargas than Fernando Vargas Jr., according to a text who shot me? It's a question for you.
I think he's definitely a class above. I really like Emiliano. I think the kid's got something. Vargas, you know, he's and plus, you know, Emiliano's been way more active as well. Vargas, you know, took a lot of time off in between fights, I guess. I don't like that, and seeing in young fighters, you know, so to me that tells me that Emiliano's, you know, taking it a little bit more seriously, you know, so definitely I think Emiliano's definitely the class above both his brothers right now.
Okay, evidently the broadcast team has been announced for Crawford versus Alvarez. Anik will call the action for the big event along with Max Kellerman and Andre Ward. Michael Buffer will serve as a ring announcer for the main card while Joe Martinez will handle undercard duties. On the desk for the event will be Mario Lopez along with former boxing champion Antonio Tarver, who's lost his mind. And boxing analyst Mark Kriegel has been on the show in the past. He's a great guy. Larry Merchant's a good friend. And Mike Coppinger. Speaking of Larry Merchant, he'll be on in hour number two. But that's the undercard. I mean, those are the guys calling the action. I thought Jim Lampley was going to get this one. They didn't pull Lampley. And I thought that was, you know, I'm not a big Lampley fan, but I thought that would have been a bit nostalgic to bring him back.
Yeah, it would have. You know, but, you know, they're bringing Kellerman. I've, you know, Kellerman is okay.
Kellerboy?
You know. Kellerboy. You know, so they're bringing him back. Andre Ward is pretty good. I'm not a big fan of Coppinger or whatever.
Tarver sounds like he's lost his mind. Tarver's on another page when I'm listening to him and now talk about fights.
But you know what? He's consistent because when he was a fighter, he used to say crazy things as well. You know, you would think that, you know, if you didn't watch boxing, you would think Antonio Tarver was the best fighter that ever lived, you know, so he's pretty consistent as far as, you know, him talking boxing in general, as far as himself and just other fighters in general. He just goes way off radar, way off the course, you know what I'm saying? So, but that's Antonio Tarver. But so I give him that. He's pretty consistent when he does it.
Okay, let's talk about the 154-pound division. They call it super welterweight. I call it junior middleweight. Call it what you want. Is 154 pounds. On top is a guy that I've got a problem with his name, Bakran Mirzoleyev. That's pretty good. 23 and zip. He's a monster. He's 32. Comes to us out of Russia via Oxnard, California, via Russia. Number two, Virgil Ortiz Jr., 23 and zip, like 21 or 20 knockouts, 27 years old. The other guy's 32. Comes to us out of Texas. Xander Zayas, 22 and zip. Of course, he's only 22 years old. He was coming off that win a couple of weeks ago in which he didn't look spectacular. And then Sebastian Fedora. And speaking of Sebastian Fedora, 23-1-1, looks like he's going to take on Keith Thurman. Who has Keith Thurman got dirty pictures of to be able to get a title fight just like that coming out? I mean, the guy hasn't. When's the last time he's fought? Take that back.
He
fought in 2025 against Brock Jarvis. Who's Brock Jarvis? Before that, it was 3 years.
Yeah, he hasn't. He hasn't fought in you know, he hasn't fought anybody relevant in a while. Let's put it that way. So he's fought this guy from France.
Australia.
So I think
Australia.
Oh, he was Australian. I thought he was French. Oh, Australian. Australia. And then before that, he fought the champion at 147, was it Mario Barrios? I think that was the fight before him. So
Mario.
I don't know how he gets this fight, but I think this is a classic PBC move to protect, and a classic Samson, whatever the guy's name, move to protect Fundura as best as possible. Because this is, you know, it's a tough fight if you think it's Keith Thurman of maybe 10 years ago. But, you know, this is a Keith Thurman that's not been active. So to me, it looks like a cherry pick.
Tommy D, I wanted to mention to you that Manny Pacquiao, who should have had the WBC title, of course, with Mario Barrios a couple fortnight ago. Bottom line is, he presented a WBC title belt to the Philippine president, Ferdinand Marcos. You know what his middle name is? Bong Bong. Anybody I know here in the States named Bong Bong smokes weed. What do you think?
I would second that motion. I think it definitely What a nickname. Bong Bong.
Bong Bong,
that's
exactly.
Not his real name, only his nickname?
That's his nickname, the president of the Philippines. Yeah. That's what they listed in Fight News. Bong Bong, Fernando Bong Bong Marcos Jr. And, of course, his father was a piece of work. I remember his father tried to get the Beatles to come to his palace. The Beatles told him, like, you know what?
Wow.
In my memory, the Beatles and Ali were the only ones were able to put the senior Marcos in his place. You have a good week, my brother. Hug the agent. We'll talk soon.
You got it, Pedro. Thank you for everything.
This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Can I just
go for it?
One postscript. After that fight, I thought of something the great sports writer Red Smith once wrote. If you want to find out who won a close fight, ask a 9-year-old kid.
Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Somebody said to me, shot me a text, I don't talk much about the middleweight division. I don't know. What is really in the middleweight division? Of course, 160 pounds. Considered the working man's division back about 50 years ago in this country when the average man weighed about 160 pounds here in the United States. Of course, that's no longer the truth. The average man now weighs 199 and three quarter pounds, not 160 pounds. It was 159, and then after all these years, it like went to like 199. Kid you not. Anyway, best fighter, I think, right now at 168 pounds, of course, besides David Benavidez, who moved up to 175, and of course, David Morrell is fighting 175 as well, as Hamas Hamza Shiraz. Of course, he's a Turkey's fighter, and I'm not a big fan of Turkey, but I am a fan of his, and I think that I think the guy can fight. He's 22 and zipped. That one draw, of course, very controversial with Carlos Adames. Carlos Adames all fighting at 160 pounds, still fighting at 160, 160 pounds. That was in the Saudi Arabian arena, of course. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, this guy, I think, is something special. Beating Berlanga the way he did, of course, he knocked him out in five rounds. I mean, he lit Edgar Berlanga up like the White House Christmas tree. That was brutal. He just brutalized the guy who was supposed to be the executioner. He got executed. He was executed. I kid you not. So I think he's got all kinds of ability, and I think that if they gave him a couple of meaningful fights at 168 pounds, he could really establish himself. And people say to me, well, he established himself knocking out Berlanga. Yeah, but a couple of more big wins over significant guys, and he could really be the guy. He could be the guy, of course, that really draws people. I mean, we need international draws. We do. Boxing needs international draws. Talk about that with Larry Merchant in hour number two. But the bottom line is, as far as U.S. draws are concerned, who draws here in the United States? I mean, Virgil Ortiz draws pretty well, but really, are there any drawing cards here in the United States? The heavyweight division, that really looks sad. It just does. I mean, it looks dismal as far as the upcoming future is concerned in American heavyweights. Speaking of American heavyweights, the retired HBO Godfather is coming up, and the hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide coming up after the news. The impeccable one handling all that kind of good stuff in the other room, Mr. Bailey Peck. But straight up, stay tuned for hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, and of course, live on Twitch.tv. I want to say hi to my house historian, Frank1961, and main event Matt. Straight up, stay tuned for hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide after the news.
Sports Shorts, I'm Marty Terrell, the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. It's presented by Herb Chambers Honda of New England. Holiday sales days going on right now at Herb Chambers of Honda. You'll get your best deal of the year right now at Herb Chambers in Seekonk, Westboro, Burlington, and Boston, Massachusetts. They are open Monday, Labor Day. Well, on the women's side of the draw at the U.S. Open in Flushing Meadows, I can tell you right now, it will be a laborious task for favored, although a tepid favorite, Coco Gauff, as she collides with Naomi Osaka in the round of 16. Osaka, just a couple of years ago, stepped away from professional tennis, and the pressures, the mental health issues from which she acknowledged, and now she's back, and she seems to be on a very, very good plane right now. We shall see. Now, Gauff, on the other hand, has advanced to this point of the tournament, but the problem has been inconsistency with her serve. 21 double faults. That will not cut it now as we get down to the skinny at the U.S. Open on the women's draw. 11 o'clock on Labor Day Monday, it'll be Osaka and Coco Gauff. Baseball. The Red Sox are doing a tailspin of their own at home. Pittsburgh Pirates coming in, winning Friday and Saturday, Sunday matinee, and then the Guardians come in for Labor Day. Cleveland Guardians in Monday at Fenway. The Yankees continue their winning ways as the Yankees are streaking now and breathing down the neck of division-leading Toronto, who is slumping as well. Sports Shorts presented by Herb Chambers Honda of New England. Get your best deal of the year right now at Herb Chambers, Seekonk, Burlington, Westboro, and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Marty Terrell on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American.
America we need right now. Celebrate responsibly.
Sports in 60. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Honda and the Herb Chambers Honda dealerships in Seekonk, Westboro, Burlington, and Boston, Massachusetts. Welcome to our Play of the Week segment. Last season, our picks went 12-6-1 against the spread. Let's just try to stay above 500 this go around. We're going right to the game of the weekend as Texas visits Ohio State at the Horseshoe in Columbus at noon Eastern on Fox. It's a rematch of the college football semifinal from last season when the Buckeyes knocked off the Longhorns 28-14 en route to the national championship. Texas comes into the showdown as the preseason number one, and their signal caller, Arch Manning, is a Heisman favorite despite just two college starts. While it's hard to find a glaring edge in this game on the field, and we have much respect for Buckeyes head coach Ryan Day, his new offensive and defensive coordinators, Brian Hartline and Matt Patricia, are downgrades. We'll take Texas plus 2.5. Sports in 60, presented by Honda and the Herb Chambers Honda dealerships of Seekonk, Westboro, Burlington, and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Hour number two, of course, is Sunday edition, August 31st, 2025. We are, 13 days away from Terrence Crawford, of course, the unbeaten lad from Omaha, Nebraska, taking on the Mexican icon. I thought he's a has-been, but the bottom line is he's got himself in shape for this fight. I'm talking about Canelo Alvarez. Of course, just 13 days away. Of course, the fight coming to us from the nearly sold-out Allegiant Stadium, home of the Oakland Raiders. I have to get back to the Las Vegas Raiders, the NFL in Las Vegas, but the stadium is said to be close to sold out. I don't know how they did it, but the bottom line is they'll do it. Of course, Dana White's involved with this fight. I'm not a big Dana White fan, but at the end of the day, hopefully, people will watch this fight card like Larry Merchant will talk about a little bit later in the show. He'll be here in about 4 or 5 minutes. Bottom line is, you know, if people watch this fight, it'll be on Netflix. This is a great, great opportunity for the sport of boxing to display itself for the entire world to try to attract new boxing fans. This is the fight to do it. But in order for this fight to live up to those type of expectations, both guys have got to give it their all. Both guys have got to come and be willing to step across that line. See, there's a line in the center of the ring. It's an imaginary line. But to impose your will, you've got to step across that line and impose your will. It takes balls. It takes intestinal fortitude. And it takes boxing smarts. Of course, both guys are pretty intelligent when it comes to the ring. Of course, 63-2-2. Mr. Canelo Alvarez hasn't lost except for the B-ball fight. Of course, in the Floyd Mayweather fight when he was as green as guacamole. And, of course, then we've got Terrence Crawford, 41 and zip, 31 KOs, the unbeaten lad out
out of Omaha, Nebraska, the boxing hotbed that it is. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, it's a pretty close fight. I mean, people say to me, oh, it's a mismatch. Canelo's going to whip him. He's too big. Canelo's not very much bigger than Terrence Crawford. I kid you not. Not in height, obviously. Crawford's got an inch or so in height. But when I'm talking about body mass, one guy turned pro at 146 pounds. The other guy turned pro at 135 pounds. And, of course, Crawford has always starved himself down to make the weight. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. On the other side of the break, Mr. Hall of Fame himself, Mr. Larry Merchant on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Everyone said, I wish I was in your shoe. The hundreds of people that wish they were in my shoe don't know the tenth of it. If they were in my shoe, they would cry like babies.
Mike Tyson talking about life being Mike Tyson. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We take it from San Francisco to Santa Monica and bring in the man with the best view in the entire world, Mr. Larry Merchant. How are you today, Godfather?
Well, I've got my best view right out in front of me.
Without a doubt, it's the view of views, no doubt about that. Now, how you feeling? How's life treating you?
Well, pretty good for an old guy. I came back from my physical fitness physician, actually. And he said, "Oh, I feel like I'm tuning up a Ferrari."
Wow. Okay.
So I'll take that.
Yeah, I will. I'll take that too. So you walk on Santa Monica and you do the push-ups against the fence, this and that. But I try to Godfather, I can't get people to walk. People that should walk don't want to walk. I mean, is that just the way it's going to be, that a certain amount of my friends are just going to just ignore health and just die fat?
You know, I don't know enough about it, but I do know that there have been many scientific explorations of whether walking helps and at what pace you should walk, et cetera.
Yep.
And I believe in science, and I believe that going out in the park and walking, I don't know how many steps I take, but I do know that inside my walk, I upgrade my pace for 15 minutes to a half hour or so.
Cool.
So I'm just me, and I'm sure there are many people doing what I do who aren't as healthy or maybe more healthier. I don't know.
Before we get to the questions I put in front of you a little bit earlier, Rocky Marciano passed away August 31st, 1969. He cashed in his ticket on that on an airline, like United or Delta or something like that. Cashed in his ticket, jumped on a freight plane. The freight plane crashed, hit a tree or something like that. But the bottom line is he died in that crash. Plus, he buried $3 or $4 million. Nobody's ever found that money, Godfather. $4 million supposedly he buried.
I thought it was buried in his backyard or something. No,
they never found it.
Huh. Well, that $3 or $4 million then is worth $30 or $40 million today.
If it hasn't molded up. I remember promoter Roy Scharrer was a wrestling promoter here in Northern California, and he was skimming cash off the top, and he buried $500,000 in his backyard, and it got moldy. It molded. The money molded up. So he brought it to the government, and of course they charged him tax on it. They gave him his $500,000, but he had to pay tax for it. Hey, let's talk about Mike Tyson. Was the clip leading into the segment, of course, and the former world heavyweight champion, of course, a phenomenon, no doubt about that. But tell me about how you first saw him and how you sort of brought him to HBO.
Well, the name Jimmy Jacobs may be familiar to some of our listeners. Jimmy Jacobs is regarded as the greatest handball player ever in the world back in his day.
Mm-hmm.
But he loved boxing, and he went into the big fights outfit, and up came Tyson in front of him. And one day he gave me a call. Our offices are a couple of streets away, and said, "Why don't you come over and watch this guy?" So I went over there in their little viewing area, and I watched this guy, and I was suitably impressed. And when I went back to my office, I spoke to Seth Abraham, our boss,
Uncle Seth,
and told him I had seen this, and that why didn't we just follow his career? Get on the train as it starts to move and see what happens. Maybe he becomes a champion, maybe he doesn't have that in him. And that's how we started to broadcast his fights before he became champion.
Did the Tyson fights do record numbers on HBO? I mean, were his audiences unique?
You know, I don't know. Somebody else has to answer that.
Okay. Uncle Seth?
Well, he would definitely know, but you have to understand that the outlets were changing all the time. You know, pay-per-view had come in, and that changes the number of people who will watch, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe develop more money for everybody. So with all the various outlets, I don't know if how much the actual numbers of viewers matters. It certainly matters to some degree when Tyson fought that exhibition with that guy, his name is Jake Paul, recently.
Yep.
There supposedly was 60 million people who watched that.
Yeah.
Yikes. So back in the day, he did good because he was exciting and young and looked like the future.
Okay. This fight, you talked about it yesterday. I mean, the Terrence Crawford and Canelo Alvarez fight, it's going to be on Netflix, so basically the entire world gets to see this for free because, I mean, it's not no pay-per-view charge or anything like that. At the end of the day, if this is a good card and if it's productive and it's exciting, this could be a fishing pole to hook new fans.
That's a good way to put it, Pedro. Possibly. I don't want to lay all of that on this one fight, but it's a big one, and it will cross oceans and mountains. Everybody in the world who wants to see it, and maybe 100 million people will watch it. Who knows?
Yeah, no doubt about that. Now, who are you liking that fight? Crawford and Canelo, Godfather?
Well, I keep thinking about it and going back and forth. I think about Crawford and how he stunned everybody when he moved up in weight and took Spence apart as welterweight. He's got a boxing style in which he can punch and so on, but he's fighting a bigger, stronger guy this time. And for an old timer like me, a weight class means something. Otherwise, we wouldn't have weight classes.
Okay.
And I've always liked Canelo, not just because of his ability to fight, but because he wants to be not just a great fighter, but a great man, a higher ambition. And he trains hard. And although he's in his mid to late 30s, his body is, despite all of its activity, holds up for him.
Yep.
So you can't not like that, especially in a big fight like this. Okay. But the other guy has got the skills. You know, I keep thinking of the Errol Spence fight when he didn't move up in weight.
Yep.
From like junior
from 135 to 140 to 147.
Okay, so there you go. And he's able to maintain it. But there is a limit to that. I mean, if he wins the fight, are we going to try to put him in against Usyk? I don't know. I don't know if this is his limit or not. He's an outstanding fighter. And if he does a real job on Canelo, he'll be regarded as one of the best ever.
Okay. Let's take a break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is Sports Byline. More with the retired HBO Godfather, Mr. Larry Merchant, Mr. Hall of Fame himself, after this short break.
Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time.
800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Congratulations on the biggest win of your career.
Thank you very much, man. I appreciate it. I'd like to say a big thank you to the Saudi crowd, the English crowd, all the crowd around the world watching this. I appreciate you lot. I love and respect you lot. Second of all, I'd like to thank His Excellency because he made this fight happen. Frank Warren made this fight happen, so thank you very much. And
Frank Warren, His Excellency, I thought he was talking about the Sheik, but Frank Warren's been promoted to His Excellency. Of course, the promoter was beaten up by Mike Tyson when Tyson fought Julian Francis. That was back in, 2000-something. It was in Manchester, UK. Bottom line is Frank Warren showed up the next day, busted up. Bruises, black eyes, but then again, he kept moving. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing. On the line from Santa Monica with the absolute best view in the entire world. I kid you not, folks. I should take a picture of his view. You would kill for it. Is the retired HBO Godfather Larry Merchant. Of course, that introduction coming back was of Moses Itama, who took out Dillian White last week. Of course, he's a big rage. He's a big rage in the UK, but he's only got 24 rounds. Now, you had a get together with your crew. It was Mark Kriegel and Steve Kimmon, all those guys, Doug Fisher, all those guys get together. Did you guys get together this past week or what?
Yeah, we get together once a month and either talk about what has happened since we last met or what was about to happen. And, of course, most of our discussions this past week were about the big fight that's coming up on September the 13th. You know, one of the things I wonder about, Pedro, I read about crazy temperatures in Las Vegas. Well over 100 degrees.
110.
Yeah, and that's the... Now, it is during the day, and the fight is not during the day, but I just wonder if it's would affect the fight in some way, if it goes in enough rounds.
Can't they can close up that stadium if they want. Doesn't the roof close? Yeah, the roof closes. They can make it air-conditioned.
Well, okay, so you're ahead of me as usual. I thought of it as an outdoor ballpark, and but if that big stadium, if they can close it, then great. And then I can throw that factor out.
Okay. Now, to some of us here in the United States, boxing is dead here in the States. I mean, I talked about that with you, and you said, and you had a different spin on that, but ranked number one in the world is Noah Inouye. Alvarez, number two from Mexico. Junto Nakatanya, the Japanese fighter, ranked number three. Number four, Shakur Stevenson. Number five, Dimitri Bivol. Number six, Jaron Ennis. Number seven, Artur Bitaev. Number eight, David Benavidez. Number nine, Gervonta Davis. And number 10 is Devin Haney. There aren't any Americans there that can carry the sport on their shoulders, is there?
That can move the needle.
No.
You know, Stevenson is on the cover of the most recent Ring magazine. They have a long interview with him and try some perspective, because people, his own fans, were walking out of fight in the sixth and seventh rounds because basically he was good at making nothing happen. What is the expression of swimming without getting wet? And so now they're trying to promote him as one of the top American fighters, because in his last fight, which is a surprise to me, he did go on the offensive, because it was either go on the offensive or go home. And we'll see in the future whether he's going to engage in fights that are entertaining.
Yeah. Well, he won 10-2, 10-2, and 11 winning rounds over his last opponent, of course. And it was, how can I put this, the Mexican came to fight, but he was outboxed by Shakur Stevenson. You know, I've had trainers tell me that Shakur was the best of the lot. Gervonta Davis, Ryan Garcia, Devin Haney, he's had them all in the gym. And over here in Hayward, California, and he told me that he was the best. Now, going back to this top 10, there really are no American fighters that can turn the key, per se. Maybe Benavidez has a chance, but they don't want to put him in the fights that he wants because they keep denying him mandatory title fights. But outside of that, boxing is alive and well in Japan, in the UK for sure, parts of Europe, Russia. I mean, boxing is flourishing. It seems like it's flourishing everywhere.
Mexico.
But it just seems stagnant here in the States. Am I wrong? Have I been expecting Hagler Hearns every other week or something like that, and I'm not getting it?
Yeah, I think you can say that. No, it has been a long, slow decline. And I think that the way the system is set up, managers and promoters are looking to protect their fighters and build their records rather than have good fights. You know, the best fighters in the world used to have occasional, even if rare, fights in which they actually lost. But now they're afraid to put them in those fights because they want to get to the Sheikh and all that money in Saudi Arabia and and what was selling the records of these guys. Well, the Sheikh found out with that Times Square promotion, and afterwards that, no, you got to make a good fight.
Big fights, no doubt about that. But the two Japanese fighters being in the top 10 pound for pound, I've never seen that before. I don't remember a top 10. I don't remember ever a Japanese fighter being in the top 10 pound for pound. Do you? Before?
You mean before Inoue?
Yeah.
I don't know. You study those things better than I do, but I do know that Inouye is in a class by himself, a wonderful fighter, and what we need in America is about 10 of those guys.
So, he who controls the heavyweight champion used to be the saying was, he who controls the heavyweight champion controls boxing, heavyweight champion controls boxing. Maybe that doesn't apply anymore, but do we need an American heavyweight to come about and to get people awakened once again, to get the casual boxing fan to look at the TV again?
In a word, yes. When there have been the Muhammad Ali's and the Tysons and a few others who were entertainers as well as fighters in their styles, we don't have anybody in the top 10 right now, as I understand it. And suddenly that kid Moses in Great Britain, mm-hmm. people were saying, well, he should fight Usyk.
Yikes.
Which one day would have been, you know, it is early. He's knocked out everybody in two or three rounds tops. And I'm thinking, you know, well, Joe Lewis got knocked out by Schmeling in his very early 20s. And then he came back and had a pretty good career, you know what I mean? But
when he fought Schmeling, he had more than 27 rounds under his belt.
Well, that is true. That is true. And so maybe it's crazy to put the kid in there with somebody as well-schooled as Usyk, and Usyk's size and so on. But what if it's not? If the kid is a real fighter and he loses to Usyk like everybody else does, then maybe he has the time to come back and be a champion and a star.
Okay. A question.
We need champions who are stars.
Okay. Godfather, question for you. A couple of Japanese fighters passed away a couple weeks ago, 118 pounds, 115 pounds. And Mills Lane, my former broadcast partner with Let's Get It On Boxing, of course, the referee of the Bite Fight. But he said to me, you know, you don't see heavyweights dying like these small little guys do. It's because they're cutting weight. Do you think there's some merit to that?
I do. I don't know how the practice goes in Japan of losing weight, but most of their fighters or meat fighters are below a featherweight. Mm-hmm. And if they're adults, they're going to have to fight the weight gain. And but it's extraordinary that two fighters would be killed, basically, in one show.
Yeah. You know,
something's wrong.
I've been to boxing at Corican Hall. I've never seen an athlete, a country that dedicated. I mean, a guy missed weight in like by a half a pound, and he was scorned in the press. He was scorned.
Well, maybe that's why
there is particular
the few elite fighters maybe have been able to manage that better.
Okay. Godfather, I got to cut you off. We're running up on a hard break. I love you. I thank you so much for your time. And hopefully in 12 days or 13 days from now, I can come down and watch that fight with you.
I have two words. Crawford and
Canelo. Straight up, have a great week. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Let's go!
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Thank you, Pedro. You going to run tomorrow?
Are we running? You going to run tomorrow morning?
Yeah, 5:30.
Sunday. I'm leaving tomorrow at 10. I'll run with you tomorrow morning.
Okay, babe. Right. Okay.
40 years later, I'm still running. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk. So is Ray. Ray and I are still in great... Listen, Ray and I are still in great shape. I can brag and boast about that because it's true. It's not bragging when you're telling the truth. My mother told me that as we were going to a press conference one time after I annihilated somebody. She goes, Pete, you're not telling the truth. If you're bragging, you're not telling a lie. You're telling... It's sort of cool, people. But people don't want to hear... Too much of that. Straight up, Moses Itama. What is he? He's the next heavyweight rage, or is he? 13-0 now, 11 knockouts. Come on, off a knockout a fortnight ago that took place in like in a minute and 59 seconds over there in the Saudi Arabia. Of course, I'm talking about the ANB Arena in Riyadh. But the bottom line is, Dillian White didn't last too long. Dillian White came in great shape, but he was no match for Moses Itana. Is anybody a match for a guy that big and left-handed? Of course, he can throw. Unlike the Klitschko's are a little bit robotic. I mean, European fighters are robotic, tall and robotic in the same. He isn't robotic. He isn't. I mean, I watched the beat-up guys that have been B-rated guys, and I'm not trying to say Dillian White was an A-rated guy at this point in time, but, you know, he's a decent fighter. He's a good measuring stick because, you know, the rest of the heavyweight division, they're not a whole lot to brag about. Of course, you got the Oleg Usyk guy, the guy from Ukraine that everybody gets up about. I'm not a big fan of his. He's 38 years old, of course, out of Oxnard, California, born in the Ukraine, Ukrainian champion, no doubt about that, but 24 and zip, 38 years old. The number two guy, according to BoxRec, is Abbott Kabayel. Of course, he's from Germany, and he's 26 and zip. He's 32 years old. Danny Dubois, why do you even have him still in the rankings? I have no idea. After he got lit up like a White House, he fought like a girl. I mean, he fought like a scared, take that back, I shouldn't say that. He fought like a scared girl. A scared guy, call him what you want. He looked fought like a sissy. He just fought. I was unbelievable. I couldn't believe how inept he was against Oleg Usyk. I mean, he didn't even try. In other words, you've got to put forth some effort in order to win. I mean, in order to win, you have to step across that line. See, there's a line, whether it's in a ring or an octagon or on a football field, there's a line, and you have to cross that line. Some guys don't want to do the work to cross the line. They don't want to gamble. You have to gamble. I remember Ray one time, speaking of Ray Leonard, Ray Charles Leonard, he told me one time, I said, how do you define greatness, Ray? And he said, you know, he goes, it's different. Every greatness can be construed many, many different ways. But the bottom line is I think he was the greatest welterweight of all time. There's just no doubt about it. People say to me, well, you know, they had a guy named Ray Robinson fight at welterweight. And, of course, he was revolutionary. Yes, he was revolutionary for the day. I mean, the man born Walker Smith Jr., the guy that I met and interviewed back in 1984 at the Aladdin Hotel, the now defunct Aladdin Hotel in Las Vegas, that after Roberto Duran had just been knocked out in two rounds by Tommy Hearns, I was like mind-blowing. I was like almost in tears. I couldn't believe it. I mean, I just couldn't believe it. He got lit up that quick. I mean, Duran wasn't in the fight. I mean, before the fight started, Duran was sitting on a stool. This is not a good sign. Not a good sign. Of course, this is a guy that was 180 pounds about 2 weeks before, and he went down from 180 to 154 in about 16 days, of course, in this performance, getting knocked out in the second round brutally, the most brutal knockout I've ever seen in my life. And I was like 2 feet, I was about 2 feet away from the ring on the floor. They had this, it was a little unorganized for a Caesar's Palace event, an outdoor event, but man, that knockout was unbelievable. I mean, you could hear the punch land, bah, boom, like a baseball hitting a baseball bat. Boom, I couldn't believe it. And then, of course, Duran laying on the ground trying to get up and sounding like he's having a bad time going, you know, going to the bathroom with like he's constipated. But that's the heart of Roberto Duran. He was trying to get up. Anyway, back to the Ray Robinson thing. Listen, Ray Robinson was revolutionary for his time. He was a great fighter. There's no doubt about it. But that was then, and this is now. And a lot of things that he did, guys can do now. I mean, maybe not as fluidly, you know what I'm saying? Maybe they're not as perfect as he was in the minds of many. You know, Muhammad Ali said he was the most perfect fighter of all time. And I looked at him like this, and said, really? Yeah, I didn't think so. I mean, he lost to Carmen Basilio. Carmen Basilio, not that Carmen is a tough guy, but Carmen, of course, threatened me on this show one time when I sung him happy birthday. He threatened to send the music police after me. That's how bad it was. But the bottom line is Carmen Basilio, an onion farmer, a welterweight champion, he beat Ray Robinson on a split decision. Ray Robinson had a rematch with him. That went to a split decision. There was supposed to be a third fight. He didn't want to have nothing to do with it. I'm talking about Ray Robinson. Of course, then he fought Gene Fulmer. Now, Gene Fulmer's a nice guy, a Mormon out of Utah, Salt Lake City, Utah. I spent some time around him, and he was a hell of a nice guy. He just was. I mean, a wonderful guy, right? But he wasn't all that great. I wouldn't call him, like, upper. I wouldn't call him great. I would call him good. I wouldn't call him great, just like I wouldn't call Alan Minter great. The bottom line is, I don't know. I have my issues as far as Ray Robinson's here. But look at the rest of the heavyweight division. After Dubois, it's Joseph Parker. Parker's 36-3. He's on a bit of a rebound of late. Lawrence Okoli, I think he gets hit a little bit too much. He's moving up from cruiserweight to he's 22-1. He's 32 years old. By the way, Parker's 33. Fabio Wardley, 19 in zip, but he's with a draw. He's 30 years old. He comes to the side of the U.K. Another fighter out of the U.K., of course, a guy that I think shouldn't even be in the top 10, let alone the top 20, let alone maybe the top 30, is Anthony China Chin Joshua. I mean, come on, man. One time a gold medal, was it 2012 Olympic gold medals? I thought this guy was the next coming of a boxing god. I kid you not. He was 6'7". He was black. He was fluid. He had movement. He could, I mean, man, there was nothing about him, but then his chin came into play. So yeah, you got to have a good chin. And when you're a heavyweight, if you leave your chin exposed and you get hit with shots that you probably shouldn't be getting hit with, tendency to go down, whether you've got a good chin or not. Of course, Anthony Joshua's been knocked out a few times. I just wish he would go away. And, of course, then we've got the next guy from the U.K. that needs to go away, but he says he's in the best shape of his life at the age of 37. By the way, Joshua's 35. I'm talking about Tyson Fury, the former two-time world heavyweight champion, of course, 34-2 now, a draw, 37 years old. Not a big fan of Tyson Fury. Another guy, if he was 6'7", another guy, 6'7". Let me tell you, I'll say it again. I may be repeating myself and bragging too much, but the bottom line is, if I was 6'7", I'd still be kicking people's ass to this day. I kid you not. I don't know what to say. Maybe if you're that big, your body breaks down or something like that. But the bottom line is, you know, you've got to be able to perform. Dubois doesn't perform anymore. Joseph Parker doesn't perform anymore. Anthony Joshua doesn't perform anymore. And Tyson Fury, you know, whether he was trying to get his act together or not, nah, so what? And Flip Hlovic, he was a winner a couple of weeks ago. He's 33 years old. Now he's 19-1. But outside of that, nobody else really in the top 10 matters, maybe except my next guest. I'm talking about Mr. Moses Aidama.
Congratulations on the biggest win of your career.
Thank you very much, man. I appreciate it. I'd like to say a big thank you to the Saudi crowd, the English crowd, all the crowd around the world watching this. I appreciate you lot. I love and respect you lot. Second of all, I'd like to thank His Excellency because he made this fight happen. Frank Warren made this fight happen. So thank you very much. And the final person I'd like to say a thank you to is the body snatcher, Dillian White. If it wasn't for him, it takes two to tango. So thank you very much for giving me this opportunity to showcase my skills.
You always said throughout the week, if I stick to my game plan, we get this job done quick. I don't think you meant that quick, the very first round. You expected this to go a bit longer.
To be honest, like what Ben was telling me what to do, for the first maybe 2-3 minutes, I saw he was doing exactly what Ben telling me to do, but it's just, you know, the fight nerves, whatnot kicked in. And then after maybe like the first minute, I was like, okay, cool. I keep seeing this happen. I can't miss it. So, yeah, man, executed the game plan.
It was a really good Dillian White. Let's not take away the fact it was the first round. We saw him all week, and he looked incredible. Everyone kept speaking about it. 244 pounds, physically looked insane. That really is a fantastic performance, Moses.
I appreciate it, man. What's next? What's next? What's next?
That's my job. That's my job to ask.
What's next?
What? Who do you want next, Moses? The world's your oyster right now. Who do you want to fight next?
Honestly, I'll fight anyone they put in front of me. So you shout a couple names out and I'm there.
Can I say a couple of names to you?
Who's it? Who's not saying who's it?
There's a few saying who's it.
Listen. If I be completely honest, Joseph Park and Caballero do deserve the shot, but I'd love to take that opportunity as well. Chuck me in there with them lot.
Moses Itama, heavyweight sensation, heavyweight thriller, heavyweight dud. We'll find out, of course, undefeated now, coming to us out of the UK. Of course, he referred to His Excellency, and then he used the word, and then he brought up with Frank Warren. He didn't say, like, His Excellency the Sheik or something like that. He said, His Excellency promoter Frank Warren. Let me tell you about Frank Warren. How about the time, well, I think it was January 27, 2000, when he got his ass kicked by Mike Tyson. He went into an apartment, a suite. I think it was in the UK. Of course, they were putting this fight together with Julius France at the time. It was in Manchester. And evidently, Frank Warren got Mike Tyson wanted some comp tickets or something like that. And Frank Warren gave him some lip over it. And, you know, of course, he beat Frank Warren's ass in the room. Frank Warren went to the fight the next day or 2 days later, all busted up and with black eyes and swollen, that kind of good stuff. But, you know, I give Frank some credit. He took a lick and he kept ticking. But the bottom line is, that's His Excellency. Talk about Frank Warren. I don't think so. I think he was talking about the Sheik, of course. Sheik Turkey Jerky, of course, putting together the fight on the 12th between the unbeaten Terrence Crawford, 41 zip, 31 KOs, of course, and his adversary in this for this night, 12 rounds or less. We'll talk about WBC super middleweight champion. Maybe we shouldn't call him WBC. I don't know. Does WBC even have any importance anymore? I mean, after the fact that they've pulled this crap with Canelo Alvarez and David Benavidez, I mean, why are they still significant? I really don't get it. Because of the fact, you know, I think it's because of the fact that they've got this Saudi money coming in now. They could laugh at the world, do whatever they want, do absolutely whatever they want. Anyway, Saul Alvarez, a slight favorite, of course, over Terrence Crawford. I'm picking the underdog here, Terrence Crawford. I'm hoping that he wins because I'm just tired of the act. I really am tired of the act. I don't know what Mexican fighter is ready to step up and take Canelo Alvarez's place, but the bottom line is there needs to be a changing of the guard. There's no doubt about it, and there's not a changing of the guard. Speaking of changing the guard, Dmitry Bivol, of course, the heavyweight champion, of course, 24-1, 12 KOs, not a big puncher, of course. He beat Canelo Alvarez a couple of years ago, but the bottom line is he lost to Beterbiev the first time with a majority decision in 12 rounds. Of course, that was in October of 2024. And then earlier this year, in February 22nd, he beat Beterbiev with a majority decision. So majority decision both times, both ways, one one way, one the other. They're 1-1. Of course, they're talking about doing a third time. The WBC or the WBR, one of those sanctioning bodies, wants Dmitry Bivol to fight somebody else. And Dmitry Bivol came up with a note saying he's got a bad shoulder and this and that. Dmitry Bivol is a little short in the sack department. That's all. When they named David Benavidez the mandatory for that title fight, I'm talking about 175 pounds, Dmitry Bivol and his title, when they made it him the mandatory, he sort of backed out. So I got absolutely got no stones. Speaking of the guy with stones, lots of stones, of course, Dana White privilege, I talked about that a little bit earlier, of course. Wow, they went to China last week. They were in Shanghai. They did an indoor stadium. I think they did 20,000 people in China. Good Lord, 20,000 people. Think about that. 20,000 people in China. I did a fight in China one time. Muhammad Ali was the guest. Of course, it was a WBO light heavyweight title fight in the main event. That was February of 19... 19-
93, of course, the first time there was boxing ever in the People's Republic of China since Mao Zedong had taken over and the communists back in 1949. So anyway, it was a historic event, but we drew like 15 or 16,000 people to an indoor arena in Beijing, and then we tried to do a card about a year and a half later in Macau, and that didn't work out too well. I think we got about 350 people, and they rioted. I kid you, they rioted because there was a fixed fight on the card. Of course, I talked to you about that. Remember, they put a pro wrestler in against this Chinese mixed martial arts kung fu guy. This kung fu guy, they brought me over to Macau. They brought me over to Macau to train this Chinese kung fu. This kung fu guy was going to have a four-round fight, okay? So he brought me over there to work with him in this net. So the first morning I got there, I said, you know, let's get up and run. Well, the dude wasn't answering his phone. So I went down there and banged on his door, and he opened up his door, and he told me in Chinese, basically, F you, I ain't running. So I had a problem with that. So later that morning, we're having breakfast downstairs in the hotel cafeteria or the restaurant, and he's got 24 strips of bacon on his plate. So when I took his plate of bacon away, he really freaked out. That was the end of our training relationship. But the bottom line is he ended up fighting a guy, and he hit this professional wrestler who stepped in at the last minute. I had no idea it was a pro wrestler. I had no idea who the guy was. I didn't know who the opponent was. They didn't tell me. Had they told me, I would not have been part of this. Believe me, Harold Smith, Ross Steele Sr., call him what you want. Of course, the guy that embezzled better than 24, I think better than $100 million from Wells Fargo Bank back in the 1970s. Bottom line is Harold was involved. Straight up, you are tuning to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. And anytime Harold's involved, Bob, spit happens. And I say spit on the show, I mean spit with an H.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Dr. Fernandez, outside call on line 9. Dr. Fernandez, outside call on line 9.
You know, I wanted to tell the Barry McGuigan story, but I've got like 2 minutes and 10 seconds left in this segment. I don't think I can fit it in there. Of course, talk about May 1986, and of course, June 1986, June 23rd, outdoors at Caesars Palace in Las Vegas, where he lost in 15 rounds, did Barry McGuigan. Of course, the Clone Cyclone, 29-1, went in there about a 6-1 favorite over Stevie Cruz. Of course, the weather, some injuries, all kinds of stuff combined to, I think, bring McGuigan to that loss. But the bottom line is I don't have enough time to do it right now. So straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Now, I'm hoping that, again, just like Larry, I'm hoping from the bottom of my heart, I'm almost praying. I'm not a praying type of guy. You guys know that. But I'm almost praying that this fight between Terrence Crawford and Canelo Alvarez raises a roof. And what I want it to raise a roof is that I want people to get enamored with boxing once again. Sometimes it just takes one event. Sometimes it takes just one fight. Of course, sometimes it takes just one fight to turn them off as well. But the bottom line is it takes one fight to ignite a new wave, a new era of boxing fans. And I think this is the way they can do it. This is the initiative that boxing needs to make. They need to put together a fight, put it on free TV, which essentially Netflix is free. I mean, everybody's got Netflix, right? And you have it on your phone. Bottom line is the world's going to be watching the fight. 60 million people watched Mike Tyson and Jake Paul do that thing a couple years ago. So you got to figure at least that many or more are going to watch this fight. So it's going to be a significant event, no doubt about it. The sold-out crowd there in the Allegiant Stadium down there in Las Vegas, Nevada, that's going to play a part, no doubt about that. Of course, the Mexican crowd will be there, and I think the Mexican crowd will be the majority of the crowd. I mean, they're coming out to support Canelo Alvarez, as this is his swan song, I believe. Straight up, this has been another edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. I want to thank the retired HBO godfather, Larry Merchant, and of course, Professor Sir Thomas Dillamuth for hour number one, of course, the Sunday Shot Caller. I want to thank you for tuning in to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 41 years now, your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA. My impeccable producer is the great Bailey Peck. Without him, the spit wouldn't roll. I'm talking about spit with an H. And of course, I want to thank Frank 1961, Matt and Main Event, Matt and everybody else on Twitch.tv. Until next time, Ring Talk Live Worldwide is a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.